Hello and welcome back to another Q&A. Before we get started, I do just want to say thank you to everyone who has followed, upvoted, given awards, everything like that. Just thank you to you all. It's crazy to think that I hit 1,000 followers now, so yeah. thank you for being on the journey with me to reach this big milestone. I believe for the next one, I'll go ahead and do it at 2,000 followers, so look forward to that. So we'll go ahead and get started with the questions. First set of questions is from DG2HH3. They gave quite a few questions, many of which were probably due to me asking them. Just so that, you know, I have some stuff to talk about with y'all. So we'll go ahead and get started with theirs. First question is, what made me decide to start recording audios? The main reason why I started recording audios was because I kind of got told that my voice is nice, I guess. It kind of sounds a little weird thinking about it now. But they said that my voice was nice whenever we were on a phone call. And so they were like, why not? So I decided that, yeah, why not? Let me give it a try, see if I like it. If I do, then great. If I don't, at least I gave it a try. But yeah. Next question is, what is the creative process like for you? For me, it's mainly just kind of looking through the scripts, that are just given on GWA or even Pillow Talk Audio, and then just going from there, seeing any tags that interest me, but yeah. I guess with the editing process, it's a lot of fun, I think I mentioned this in the previous Q&A, but I really like the whole part of, like, trying to figure out different ways to make sounds, just because, you know, my computer is pretty stationary, so I can't, like, move it around to record different areas along with my mic, but yeah. Next question is, am I a gamer, and if so, what do I play? Oh, enjoy playing. I guess you could call me a gamer. I play Genshin Impact right now. I do usually play Sims 4, but mainly just to, like, build things. And then I actually just started up Stardew Valley. So I've been enjoying mainly those three games so far. But if you guys have any, like, I guess, recommendations on games, I'm always down to try it out. Next question is, what type of genre of music do you like to listen to and why? I don't really have a specific type of genre that I listen to. For the most part, it's, like, pretty diverse. There is, I guess, one thing that I don't listen to, and that's country. I'm so sorry for those that enjoy country. I can't seem to get into it. It's just not my ideal type of music. And then why do I enjoy listening to the ones that I do listen to? There's different reasons for each one. You know, some I can get into my feels with it. Others I can kind of vent with and just, like, explode. Others it's just, like, chill, so I can just relax, but yeah. Next question is, what really gets you off sexually more than anything else? Honestly, it's probably voices. I really like just hearing people talk. It's very, like, soothing for the most part, and then, you know, there's, like, other things that come with it, but, yeah. next question is, what traits do you find attractive and unattractive in a guy? I guess a trait that I find attractive is whenever they're funny. yeah, funny, and then like easy to get along with. Like conversation is just kind of like easy. It just flows naturally, I guess. Yeah, and then unattractive. I really hate it whenever guys are like super, how do you say, arrogant, I guess. Like, you know, confidence is nice, but I don't want a guy to be like super, super arrogant. It's just there's a limit to it. The next question is, if when the pandemic ends and you are given free plane tickets to any country on earth of your choosing for 2 weeks with all expenses paid for, where would you go and why? I think I would probably just go to Japan. Mainly because I like the culture. It's really pretty there. It's somewhere that I've always wanted to go. It's actually one of my goals to actually head over there at some point. But yeah. Next question is, if you were given 1 million to spend on anything you want, what would you buy? Honestly, so I live in the US. I don't know if y'all know, but I do live in the US. And college is super expensive. So most of it would probably go to paying off loans, most likely. And then I guess buying a house, a car. No, I have a car. Just a house, I guess, and then probably just invest the rest in like stocks or something. But yeah. Next question is, what is my biggest fear and why? I don't really have many fears, I guess. Like a lot of people would probably say, like, I don't know, dying or I don't know, getting killed or something, but it's not really something that I fear, I would say. It's just something like, oh, like I wouldn't like that to happen, but yeah, I can't really think of anything that I actually fear. I guess on a small scale, bugs. I don't know if that one counts, but bugs, I can't do bugs. Especially if they fly. No, game over. I will light that place on fire. And then if I don't own it, then, you know, I'll just close that door, and then just never return until most likely weeds are growing through the ground. Yeah. Next question is, what would you change about yourself if you could? Again, I don't think I would change anything about myself. You know, I've lived as myself for X amount of years, so I don't know. Well, okay. I won't do like a final thing, but as of right now, I wouldn't change anything about myself. Okay. Next question is, what's the longest I've gone without sleep and why? The longest I've gone without sleep, honestly, is not that long. It's maybe like one night's sleep that I didn't get, and it's been like quite a while that I didn't really go to sleep. I love sleep. Sleep is like, well, okay, so there was this one little quote that I read. I don't remember where it's from, so if y'all know, just let me know. But it was, sleep is like death without the commitment. So take from that what you will. But yeah. And why didn't I go to sleep for one night? I think I was just hanging out with friends, and it was like a sleepover type of ordeal. So yeah, that was pretty much it. Next question is, am I an introvert or an extrovert? I would say I'm like a extroverted introvert. I think, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the right one. Extroverted, introvert. So I'm an introvert mainly, but if I'm surrounded by like friends or in a group of people, I can be extroverted. But it's not like my go-to thing. Like I love like just my alone time. I thrive in my alone time. But yeah. Next question is, who is that one person you can talk to about just anything? That is going to be my best friends. They are pretty open about, accepting me for who I am. They know about this, and then they also know about other things that have happened in my life. So yeah. Well, okay, you said one person. Out of my friends, there is one person who I've been able to talk to literally about everything, this, etc. And then also more personal things that I have gone through, to kind of develop who I am. Yeah. I'm not gonna say their name, but just know it's my one best friend that I've had for quite a while now. Next question is, if you are in a bad mood, do you prefer to be left alone or have someone to cheer you up? It kind of depends, I guess. 'Cause sometimes I like to be left alone, but then other times, I don't really want to be in my own thoughts. So I'd like to have at least just someone to be there and just talk with me. But yeah, I guess not necessarily cheer me up, but get my mind off of it more likely. But yeah. Next one is, what's the one thing you loved and hated about school growing up? So I'm taking that as from like, let's say kindergarten to high school. If you're overseas, honestly, I'm not sure what that translates to, but basically before university, I believe is the correct language. But yeah. One thing that I loved was, I guess being able to see your friends pretty much like every day. Like now that I'm in college slash in the adult world, I guess. You kind of have to schedule your days. 'Cause some days whenever you're free, they're not free, and whenever they're free, you're not free. So just the freedom to be able to hang out with friends like every single day, and we have the same schedule pretty much. Something that I hated, the teachers. Oh my gosh, the teachers. I am a minority. And so most teachers, they would make fun of me or kind of like do things that they wouldn't do towards other kids. So yeah. That. Yeah. Next question is, if you could change one thing about the world, what would it be? That is actually a good question. I guess relating to the previous question, and also I guess with what's going on right now, with the Black Lives Matter movement, along with what's happening currently to Asian Americans, I would really like for that to change. I won't speak too much on it because I'm not 100% like knowledgeable about those, but just for us to be able to get along, realistically, I know that there's some people that will end up not adhering to that, but if I could change one thing and it was like 100% going to happen, it would probably be that. Next question is dogs or cats? Honestly, I like both. They're both really cute and cuddly and just, I love them. But I am allergic to cats. Well, I guess technically I'm allergic to both, but more so cats. If I'm with cats for too long in a closed area, my throat will close up. So we'll go with dogs. I do like both though, but dogs just for the sake of my safety. Next question is, what fictional character do I relate to most? I don't know if y'all have watched it, but there is an anime called Haikyuu. It's one of my favorite animes so far, and the character that I relate to most in it is Hinata, just because in the anime, he's very, like, driven, and he's very, like, goal-focused. So for me, whenever I have, like, a certain goal in mind, and I'm really, like, determined on getting that goal achieved. And also he like pretty much lives and breathes volleyball, and if I had the time and more people to play with, I would probably be exactly the same. I do practice just like at home, by myself, and then I'll just hit the ball against the wall and everything like that. So yes, Hinata is the fictional character that I relate to the most. Next question is, would you rather someone be honest and hurt your feelings or lie to protect them? I would rather them be honest, and hurt my feelings, just because that way I know exactly what's going on. Pretty recently, I kind of had someone that I was talking to for quite a bit, and we had gotten really close, but all of a sudden they kind of completely just cut off contact, so ghosted me in a way, and we had been talking for quite a while. I'm hoping that the reason why they kind of just stopped and didn't get in contact with me afterwards was to spare me of my feelings. But I feel like if they had just kind of told me straight up, like, hey, I'm no longer interested or something like that, then of course I would still be hurt. But kind of having their back turned towards me hurt a lot more, I think. So yeah, I would rather someone be honest, with how they're feeling or just with what I'm doing, I guess, and hurt my feelings, either a small amount or a large amount, doesn't matter, just be honest. But yeah. Next one is, what's my idea of a perfect date? I've actually gotten asked this in person from one of my friends, and this was the answer that I gave. It is, if it's like someone that I've been with for a bit, then I'd love to have like a little cooking date where we just make our own food together and then enjoy it together and stuff like that. If it is a new person, then I like the idea of a coffee date. That way, you know, we're still just like sipping on our coffee. We kind of have something to do with our hands so that it's not just like awkwardly in our pockets or something. And then that way it gives us enough time to also get to know each other. Next question is, if you could eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? One food. I think probably mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese. I've loved it ever since I was like a kid. Like even if we went to a very fancy restaurant, I would always like scroll through and see if there was mac and cheese. Yeah. I was one of those kids where even if it was like a steakhouse or, I don't know, some fancy place where there's like so much like better meals and everything, I would always choose mac and cheese. And also like now that I'm adult, You know, mac and cheese is pretty versatile. You can kind of add, for the most part, within reason, you can add anything you want, like lobster, chorizo, I don't know, crab, stuff like that. So yeah, mac and cheese is probably the one food that I would eat for the rest of my life. Next one is, oh, next and last one from DG2HH3 is there any product that I couldn't live without? As of right now, probably my phone. I feel like most people would say this, maybe. I hope I'm not the only one at this point. But yeah, my phone. Nowadays you can literally, like, you have the internet just on your phone now. You know, you don't need a computer or a laptop or whatever, because, you know, internet is literally in the palm of your hand. But yeah, so thank you for those questions, and also for the amount of questions. I hope that the answers to your questions were good enough. If not, you know, I'm sorry. Next one is from, I'm sorry if I pronounce this wrong, but Real Frizzanti. It looks like there are two questions. First one is, where is my accent from? Accent. I guess, so I'm from the US, I'm from the South, and then I'm also Korean, so I guess just a mix of those. But yeah. Next question is, do I like reading? And if I do, what's the last book I read? And what is my favorite? I do like reading. I haven't read in quite a bit now, just because I really haven't had the time. I have, this is so bad, but I have books to read. I just really haven't gone to them. But it is on my bucket list to read more this year, so we'll go with that. I don't really have a favorite right now. I'm trying to think if I had a favorite. That's how long I haven't read a book. Yeah, I can't think of any favorites that I've had. So hopefully next time I'll have a favorite to disclose, but as of right now, I just have like a pile of books on my desk that I want to read, so I'll let you know next time. So thank you for those questions. Next question is from GamerDude99909. So that one is, how did I come up with my username? So I did disclose this in the 500 Q&A one, but I'll go ahead and say it again here. So Skyla underscore Lena. Skyla is, I guess, would you call it a play on words? Originally it's supposed to be pronounced Scylla, but I like the sky, which is why I said Skyla instead of Scylla. Yeah, I love the sky, just everything about it. Nighttime, daytime, sunset, sunrise, just all the above. Yeah. And then Lena, I didn't really have much thought into Lena. It just kind of rolled off the tongue better. It doesn't have to do with like any name or anything like that, but yeah. Scylla is actually like a monster. If you want to go into it, it is Greek mythology. Yeah, we'll just go with that. But I hope that everyone enjoyed this Q&A for 1,000 followers. Thank you so much again. I feel like y'all might be tired of me saying thank you, but Honestly, just thank you all so much for all the follows, all the comments, all the awards, the fact that people would spend so much time just listening to all of this, and then also all of my other audios, and it's crazy. I never really thought that I would make it to 1,000 followers. Yeah, it just feels surreal. Yeah. Also, just seeing the awards that people have given, I don't know what to think, other than, just being gracious and thankful about it. It's crazy. This whole thing has been just crazy to think about. Yeah. I guess if you guys have any other questions, leave it down below, or you can also, whenever I hit 2,000 followers, there will be another post that you can comment on for any other questions. But yeah. Oh, I will say that I have one audio coming out most likely on Saturday. That one is going to be just a script by me. It's going to be on Pillow Talk Audio. It was, I guess, like a request. Let me see who it was from for the request. It was on one of my previous script fills for Lazy Afternoon, from Comfy, sorry, Cozy Comfy Cat. It was the one where it's like I'm laying in the back of a truck with y'all, and we're just kind of, I'm just telling a story, about the constellations. So, let me see. It was from Nicholas Tom. He had put, "Now I really want a 30-minute long audio where a nerdy girl introduces all the constellations visible." So it's something that I'm working on now. I have the script pretty much done. I just want to kind of add to it. I believe right now it's like 15 minutes long, so I just want to add to it so that it does meet that 30 minutes for you, for everyone. So I hope y'all look forward to it. Oh my goodness, this is getting really long, so I'll go ahead and end it here. Just one more thank you to everyone who has followed, liked, upvoted, given awards, just all the above. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. But yeah, I hope y'all have a great day, a great night, a great afternoon, just whenever y'all listen to this. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, guys.